Got to give you a message this week.
Yep.
Want to. Always want to teach you more about the kingdom of God so you understand how's God working. What's the most important thing for me to be focused on? How do I do this? Because good things come out of our life. Good things are produced in our life when we can use what God has provided for us, when we can use it the way that He provided it. Today's message is called Temporal, and Eternal. Temporal and Eternal. Not tempora, excuse me. I was thinking about lunch already. I was thinking about that wonderful stuff that they cover and then they fry, you know. But no. So, the eternal, and my point is that we have two ways that the world is existing. We have the temporary, and then we have the eternal. And I think we need to understand which is which, and we need to understand how it works in our life. Because it will determine where we put the emphasis, what we put as the first priority in our life. If we don't understand what is temporary, we will invest a lot of time and energy in building something that will not last. It will not last over a long period of time. And so we need to know what the eternal is. Let me read this this verse from you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. Well, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we have temporary things and we have eternal things. We want to be able to notice which is which. And we want to be able to put our efforts into the eternal things. Now, what we're trying to convey to you is that the way God created things, you know, we have to notice the difference. We have to be able to look through and see what did God create? How does it work? Let me read another verse for you here. Don't worry, we're getting started. We're going to get down this. You'll start to understand what I'm talking about. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal, and where your treasure is there your heart will also be also. Okay, so here Jesus is talking, and he's talking about where can we lay that up. Now, what Jesus was teaching is he was teaching the kingdom of earth. He was kingdom of God, excuse me. He was talking about how to use the things that are eternal. Now, the whole point of using the things that are eternal, those are the things of God. We could call them the spiritual. It's another way to say that, because we have the physical, the things on the earth, the physical, which is only temporary. Everything on the earth is only temporary. If you're not sure, take a look back in history. You'll see where there were bridges. There are no bridges there anymore. Where there were buildings, they have fallen down. Where societies or civilizations used to be, they're no longer there. Everything is temporary. The one thing we can be sure about the physical is that things are always changing. We can expect and believe for the change. And that's the only thing we can really count on, because everything else is always in a state of flux. But now in the spiritual is unwavering and is always the same. It says God is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, God is the same. The spiritual and the way God created the things in the spiritual are always the same. Now, what we want to do through what Jesus was trying to teach us and what we've been trying to get through to you, the way the kingdom of God works, is that as you understand how the kingdom of God works, you begin to apply the things that are eternal in your life. And it creates a foundation for your life. And now the spiritual things begin to work through, come through into the physical, and actually lift the physical to a new level. Begins to transform it. So in your physical life, spiritual things can be working and changing your life, and it's creating for you an eternal life. It's creating an eternal pattern for you. You are laying up good habits and good behaviors that now start to work together with you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So this is what we have to understand. Now, look at this. Here, we got to go back and see how is God creating things. Because we got to know what's more real. This is a question I want to ask you. What's more real? Is the physical more real or is the spiritual more real? You got to know which one is the real thing. Because if you think the physical is the real, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'll give it away, it's the spiritual. The spiritual is what's real. If we start thinking that this physical life that we got and the things that we see in this physical world is what's real, now we put all of our emphasis, all of our attention, all of our energy in that direction. And what God's trying to get through to us is no, it's the spiritual that is the real world. The spiritual was there from the very beginning. That's what God created first, was the spiritual world. And out of that then came the physical world. And still today, when we manifest things in our life, we manifest, it starts in the spiritual. Whatever it is that you've got, doesn't matter whether you had kids, or you've got a house, or you've got a car, or you've got a job, it doesn't matter. Whatever manifests in your life, it started in the spiritual, and then it came into the physical. Everything is done that way. It starts in the spiritual, it comes into the physical. And we got to understand that that's the system, the way that God created it. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And so this is what we this is what we need you to understand, is that that spiritual part is the real world. When you start to understand that it's the spiritual that is the real world, now you can start to live your life in a whole new way. And what I'm saying is that the spiritual world can begin to flow into your physical life, lifting your physical life to a whole new level. Health-wise, you can be lifted to a new level. You can experience things easier. It's easier to accomplish things by allowing the spirit to work through you into the physical. But we got to get our priorities right. We got to understand that the real world is the spiritual world. The physical world is only temporary, and it's subject to change. And if that's where you're putting your efforts in the physical, then in a few years you look back and you wonder, what was I working on? What was I building? Why did I put all that effort into this? Because it's totally changed. You see this with different technologies and businesses. Because in the world, things are always changing and evolving. Do you remember the VCR? The VCR, out of the VCR came all these businesses. You remember there was a company called Blockbuster? They would rent you these VHS cassettes. Remember that? You'd have to go in there and you'd get one of these things. It's not that long ago, actually. And then eventually, though, away went the VCR, and then suddenly you had a DVD player. And luckily, Blockbuster evolved, and now they started renting these little, you know, DVDs, right? So now you'd go in and you'd pick up your DVD, but then pretty soon things changed and along came another company called Netflix, and now you could get your DVD in the mail. You didn't have to go out to a store anywhere. You just looked on the computer, decided what you wanted, sent in your little order, and then in the mail your DVDs would start coming, and pretty soon we don't see any Blockbusters. There's not a lot of them. Are there any around? There might be still some. I'd never see them anymore. Why? Because it was temporary. The VHS was temporary. Going over to that store and picking that stuff out, temporary. Things are always changing. You can look back through history and you see it's always changing like that. This is just one little example. And then of course, Netflix even continued to change because they no longer send those little DVDs in the mail anymore, right? You don't get those anymore. Now you can actually just download the information right there. So you got that full access. So as soon as you want it, you just say, oh, I want that. And psh, it downloads and you're watching it right away. You're streaming it. You see, things are always changing. That's the way it is in the physical world. So if we're putting all of our time and attention into building a life based on the physical, based solely on the physical, we're going to come to a point where we realize everything that we laid up and everything that we built has no use anymore. It's no good. And that's what Jesus is talking about when he's saying Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. You know, it's going to rust. Something's going to come in and destroy it. Now, I'm not saying, and he's not saying, I don't want you to have a good life in the physical. Don't bother doing anything. Put your feet up. Relax. You don't have to do it. That's not what he's saying either. But what we're saying is that you've got to understand what the real world is. If you understand what the real world is, now you can put your priorities in the right place. And you can begin to build in your physical life on spiritual foundation. You can build a physical life that you're living right now with a spiritual foundation. If you build a life with a spiritual foundation, it means that it will always be relevant. It will always be up to date. It will always be exactly what you need of it. Meaning, in 10 years, it won't have become useless. It won't have become worn out. God will continually keep you right on the edge of where you need to be. This is an important understanding, because I think a lot of people are not applying the things of God because they can't understand, how is this spiritual stuff going to change my life? I think that's why it's so important for us to share the testimonials of how God is working in our life every time we get together. Because we've got to see, by sharing, how is my life different since I'm now using these spiritual ideas, the spiritual foundation that I'm building, how's my life changing and how's my life different? The more that we can see that at work, we begin to understand how to apply it. And we begin to understand, this is actually valuable. This is what we need. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is what we actually need. If we do not understand that, then we keep looking at the physical world and we keep doing things the way the physical world does. And all we're building up is something temporary, something that in a few years won't be working for us. It might work for a few years and then suddenly you'll go, why isn't this working? Why am I not happy? Why? How did I get depressed again? I was depressed a few years ago, but then I came up with this idea and then I was happy and now I'm depressed again. How did that happen? And if we're not using the things that are eternal, that God has created, to build that spiritual foundation in our life, if we're only looking at it from the physical and looking at that, that's our main priority, we will continue to end up in a few years right back to the same place where we're just as miserable, where we're just as unhappy, where our life isn't working. But I'm telling you that what God's plan for us from the very beginning was for us to be happy and for us to be prosperous. And in order to do that, we have to apply the things of the Spirit and let them work in our life so that they build the foundation. It means changing the way we think about life, seeing that it's not just temporary, but that it's eternal. Listen to how God creates. This is in Hebrews 11 and 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. The things which are seen, look around and see everything that you're seeing, all this stuff that you see, was not made by the things that are visible. It wasn't crafted out of the physical. How did it happen then? It happened from the spiritual. As I just said, everything that ever has manifested in your life started in the spiritual. It started in the unseen. Remember, that's why we walk by faith. Because we have to have that. The faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if we're hoping or believing for something great to happen in our life, we don't see it because it's not created from something visible. It's created from the unseen. It's created from the spiritual. So we've got to have faith to bring what is unseen, that spiritual, bring that in to create the foundation that now manifests the house, that now manifests the perfect partner, that now manifests the healing. That's how we bring it in. It's not created by what's visible. This is how God has always been working from the very beginning. How did God create? He spoke words of faith. He spoke it into existence by faith. He said, "Let there be light." And then there was light. It wasn't created by something visible. It was something unseen. God had a plan. God had a picture of what it was that he wanted to create. It was very clear in his mind what was going to happen. He had a vision of what he wanted. And now, by the words of faith, because there was nothing to see in the physical, but in the invisible, he could see the vision. And now he said, "Let there be light." And then there was light. So it was created. Now you could see the light, but it was created out of something that was unseen. Because you didn't see the vision in the physical. Same thing's true in your life. This is the way you're creating with God. You're co-creators with God. This is how you're creating. You see the vision. God shows it to you in your heart. He shows you the dream. He shows you what's possible. He shows you who you could be. And you realize, you get hold of that, and your heart gets excited and starts beating fast, and you think, "Oh, wow, I'd sure like that. That looks pretty cool. I'd sure like to become that person. Yes, God. Yes, I'd like that." Now you take that vision and you hold it. Still, there's nothing in the physical to show you that that's true. There's no evidence. You know, you can look in the mirror. You don't look any different yet, but you've got the vision right here, and you're holding on to that. But it's unseen by everybody else, and it's unseen by you, except in your heart. And now you speak words of faith and you say, "Yes, I receive that, God, in Jesus' name." And it comes out of the spiritual and it manifests into the physical so that it now becomes visible. You no longer need hope or faith once it's visible. Why do you need to hope for it? You've already got it once it's become visible. You need the faith when you don't see it. You need the hope when you don't have it. That's how it starts. But that's how we get it. By faith, we're believing the promises of God. He spoke into your heart. He said, "This is who you are. This is who I created you to be. This is what you're going to do." And you said, "Yes, I'm going to take that vision. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to believe for this." And then you speak the words of faith and boom, it now manifests in your life. See, we're creating a different life. We're not creating a temporary life. Why? Because you're working according to the eternal life, the spiritual life. As long as you're creating according to the spiritual life, you're creating things in yourself and in your life that will last in this physical life. As long as you're here, you'll continue to receive more. But the minute you step out of this physical life, you will already and still be that person in the spiritual for eternity. It won't change. I'm saying that some people, they're building their life on something that's temporary by what they see in the mirror, by the physical. And so they build up an image that they're all strong and that they're powerful and they got a big name and they got a big company. And this is the image that they walk around with in the physical. And they try to project this by speaking strongly and conveying that. But then when they leave this physical body and they get into the spiritual, they find out, because they invested nothing in what was eternal, but only what was in physical, they now realize they don't have a spiritual foundation. They don't have a strong foundation to go into. They're not a big person in the spiritual world because they never invested anything in it. They never received the words of God and the words of truth. They never spoke the words of faith. And so what they built was just temporary. And now they walk into a new situation and they're not at all what they were wanting to be, because they built it only on the physical rather than building it in the spiritual. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now in 1 Corinthians in chapter 2 it says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." That's why we're renewing our minds. Because the natural man cannot conceive, cannot understand the things of God, of the Spirit of God. Doesn't make sense to them. Have you ever talked to somebody who was just physical and you started maybe talking about an experience where God came and he worked this miracle in your life and things turned around and changed and you were sharing that and you were all excited and they just kind of looked at you and shook their head and got a little scared looking and ran away? Because to them, that was foolish. They're thinking, this person's crazy. Because they don't understand that. And this is the thing, is that we have to keep renewing our minds to what is happening in the spiritual. We have to keep renewing our minds to the truth of God so that we can now start to apply that, start to use that, so that we are building up on earth what God had always planned. That's a spiritual life. We're growing our spiritual life. We're growing spiritually. And that's how everything that we're creating and manifesting and living according to is happening. We're using those divine principles that God planned from the very beginning. So we're using the spiritual to create this physical. So now we can see things. They're now visible, but they started in the invisible. They started in the spiritual. Romans 4:17. This is talking about God. God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. He calls things that don't exist as though they did. That's what he did when he said, let there be light. Was there any light before that? No. So he called something and he said, light be. It wasn't there at first. It wasn't there when he said it. But he calls things that don't exist as though they did. Now the Spirit moves based on that word and creates something. The Spirit now comes into the physical and makes it physical. This is how our faith is working. When we're speaking the words of faith, that's why I'm wanting you guys to say, I'm healed. Rather than, man, I'm so sick. Oh, I don't know. I always get this sick. Oh, man, I don't think I'll ever get better. You don't want to be saying that. Because if our words are creating, I don't want to create that I'll never get better. We want to be speaking the words of faith. See, God spoke it into existence. He's calling things that don't exist as though they do. Why? Because this is how the kingdom of God works. Now, there are things that you're hoping for, that you're believing for, that you're dreaming for, that you don't see yet. There's no evidence of them. But you can call things that don't exist as though they do also. You're a co-creator. You were created in the image of God, so you have the same ability to do that. He showed us how to do it so that we now know this is how to do it. So now you speak what you want. What did Kirsten's story that she shared? She said, this doesn't have to take a long time. And lo and behold, it was fixed very quickly. She called something that wasn't as though it was. It's the same thing in our life. We can speak. We can speak the things we want. We call them into existence. If we understand that the spiritual life is the real life, that's the life. This is the illusion. This is the dream. This physical life is the dream. You're only here for a little time. You're not here for very long. And everything in this world is changing because this is the dream. In the spirit, it's always the same. It's eternal. And it's real. And it's more real than this life right here. I'm asking you to renew your minds to understand this. This is what Jesus was talking about. He talked to his disciples about this all the time. He was trying to get them to change their mind, to see. Stop seeing this as the real world and start seeing the spiritual as the real world. We have to shift our thinking. Because if we invest all of our time in what we see in this physical, then we won't be creating through the Spirit the things that are eternal. That's why he kept talking about that stuff. But Simon Peter answered, and this is in John 6:68. But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Jesus is talking, Peter is stating a truth here. Everything that Jesus was saying was talking about the words of eternal life, meaning he was talking about the eternal life. He was telling them the secrets of that spiritual world and how it works and how it's not separate from the physical world. I'm not saying they're two separate things. They're together. But he was speaking the words of eternal life so they could apply the words of eternal life to the temporary life, to this temporary physical, so that now the spiritual could begin to lift the things of the physical to a whole new level and change them, so that now they could bring the truth of God into something that had become not truth and lift it to the level of truth. Does that make sense? He was speaking those words of eternal life to change it. And he was getting his disciples and everybody that was following him. And this is what we've been doing. You guys have been doing the same thing. We've been learning to understand what happens in the kingdom of God and what happens in that spiritual world, so that we now know how to bring those words of eternal life here into the physical to change everything. Say everything.
Everything.
To change everything in your life. To change your health, to change the way you feel, to change your relationships, to change your family, to change your work or your purpose behind what you're doing, to change every single thing. But to do that, we have to renew our minds to the words of eternal life. We have to understand that the spiritual world is the real world, and this is the dream. And that when we can allow that real world to begin to come in, and we now live according to the real world, if you truly believe that the spiritual world is the real world, you're going to begin to do things differently. You're going to make different decisions. You're going to make different choices. Your priorities are going to change. You're going to put different things at the top of your priorities if you start to understand and know, without a doubt, the spiritual world is real. If somebody grabs a hold of this right now, you realize this is just a dream. This is all just a dream. If you start to realize that, if you get a hold of that right now, you are going to change a lot of things in your life. Because you're going to realize, oh, this is just a dream. I'm just passing through this. It's only temporary. It's temporary. You're going to suddenly change your priorities and the way you think. And yet, that's what God has been trying to get through to us. He's been trying to tell us for a long time that the spiritual world is what is real. And he wants us to live according to the spiritual world, even here in the physical. He doesn't want us to fall into the illusion of this dream and start to buy into what's happening here. When there's wars and there's fearful things going on, he's telling us not to worry because it's only a dream. The truth is the spiritual world. And he is telling us, I've not given you a spirit of fear. I've given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. If you use what he gave you in the spirit now, in this temporary place, it won't have power over you. You don't have to be sucked into the worry and the fear. You can be filled with the power and the love and a sound mind, which means you're at peace. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Let's take a look at another one here. This is John chapter 12 and verse 25. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. What he's speaking about, again, he's talking about getting our priorities straight. He who loves his life will lose it. He's talking about those who have fallen into the illusion that this is the real life. And you're clinging to it with all you've got. And it's the only thing you're focused on. In the end, when you leave this world, which we all are going to step into the spiritual world, you aren't going to have anything. You're going to lose it because this is where you built it all. But he's saying those, let's read again, and he who hates this life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So, you know, with that person, they realize the spiritual world's the real life. And now they're taking that. They don't, this life, they're not going to fall for this illusion. They're going to continue living that spiritual, and then they're going to leave this life and still be in that spiritual life. You got that? Yeah? All right. Let's go on. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So we're talking about here, when this physical body falls away, it's the eternal. We still have that house. We're still going into that place. So we're building the things of the eternal. So now, take a moment, start to think about what's real. Jesus was speaking the words of eternal life to get through to us the understanding of what's real, so that we could now begin to live according to the truth, so that we would build a foundation that would last based on spiritual things, eternal things.